You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, is proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm here with Mr. Jay Harris. Jay, not your night tonight. Sometimes I don't like doing these interviews when a fighter's come off a loss like that, but I mean, first of all, thank you so much for doing this, and just the fight itself, man, it was a tough fight to score. You were in the fight, but it's boxing. One punch can change the fight, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, totally, man. As you said, I think the judges' scorecards only added like a point until the knockdown. I would have scored it probably the same as well. I definitely lost the round before that. It was kind of, we both had a moment in each round, like, so it was really, really difficult to score. But as I said, that shot fair dues to him. It was just couldn't get up. It was so sickening. Like, I've never been like I ever. I've been hit with body shots, obviously, in sparring and stuff that hurt, but none that I've been actually in pain.
The body shot, obviously, the way he threw it, like, he threw one, you made a miss, but then he spun around real quick and then hit you with another one. It seemed like you almost thought that I was getting out of space, that he was out of range, but it seemed like you snuck that in. Do you think that's what happened and why it hurt so bad?
Yeah, that's well, as you said, he threw one and made a miss, and then he adjusted his feet and just chucked one straight in the solar plex. And I just couldn't, as soon as it landed, it just, I must have been breathing in as I just could not get my breath back. And I've never been like I ever in my career boxing. Like,
I mean, Sandoval, he's proved that he's a quality fighter, man. He's got the same record as you. You know what I mean? He's doing everything right, so there's no shame in losing to somebody like that. Like, you've proved that you're world level. We've seen it. You fought Martinez in a fight that I've already said to you was one of my fights of last year. So I know the emotions are raw right now, but what are you hoping to do next?
I think I'll have a bit of time with the family, have a couple of weeks off maybe, and then I'll just get back in the gym, discuss with Gary, my dad, Lee, MTK, and I'll just go see what path we're going to take. I still believe I can still win a world title at flyweight. I believe I'm at world level, definitely, 100%. But we just have to see which path we're going to have to take now. I still believe that I will get there. But it's just a little bump in the road now, and then just regroup, reorganise myself and get back to it then.
Well, Jay, I don't know if there's any consolation, but you won't be the first person who's became world champion that's suffered a knockdown loss in his career beforehand. So, I mean, it's been done before, and I'm sure you can do it yourself.
Yeah, 100%. I can't let a loss like that justify my career. Like, as you said, Sandoval is a very good fighter. I knew he was a very good fighter coming into this fight. You know what I mean? This is the type of fights us fighters want to be in. We want to get the world level. These are the exciting fights we want to be in. But as you said, people have lost before and still won world titles. Casemiro has won. He's lost. Chocolatito. Just got to have the right mindset and go again.
Even just going up to the bigger weights. Bernard Hopkins lost his debut. Do you know what I mean? So it's
exactly. It's just boxing, isn't it? You get hit with one of these shots, and that's what we're in the sport for. We know the consequences, and that shot was a great shot. They can't take anything away from him.
It was a great fight to watch, and like, I know the emotions are raw right now, so the fact that you've actually gave me 5 minutes of your time is... Well, thank you so much for doing this for IFL TV, and I won't keep you much longer because I know you probably want to get back to the hotel and just chill and maybe get a shower or something like that. But again, thank you so much, and Jay, you're one of my favourite little fighters. You'll be back, mate. Don't worry about that.
100%, I'll be back. I'm not going to let this justify my career. I'll be back, 100%.
Good man. Jay, stay safe, man. I'll speak to you soon, brother.
Yes, see you at the hotel. See you later.
Thank you. Thank you, mate.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.